Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And here we go. Christmas week. Yeah. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Yes, I am raspy yet again. I don't know why. But that's why I'm just not going to talk that much. I'm going to let my guest talk. And joining me today, as we do on Mondays, we're going to start off with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. How are you doing, sir?
I'm just glad to be here. I'm sorry about your voice. Ho ho ho! That's not the gift you intended for the holidays.
You know it isn't. While you're talking, I'm going to be taking some drugs. So anyway, what's on the slate today?
Okay, let me. There's plenty of news. I wrote one article. We've got gun stories. Let's jump in. But, of course, we have to say, what the heck? This isn't what we intended for the holidays either. How did gun control work in the People's Republic of Chicago this weekend? I read the reports.
I have not looked at the was bad.
23 people shot, four of whom were fatal. And somebody standing at a bus stop. Oh, somebody coming out of their house. Somebody sitting in their car. Somebody coming out of a restaurant. Someone walking down the street. A 12-year-old kid sitting on the steps of their house. Wow. Just story after story of the carnage a failed city and drug gangs are wrecking on us. But there was also something that I thought was fascinating. A Pew Research poll came out that said, whoa, look at that. In general, our opinion about gun control was most in favor of gun control about 15 years ago. But it really took a nosedive in the last 2 years. The last 2 years. Underline, 2020, 2021? Well, why? And I think more importantly, who? Well, I think everybody saw the world became more dangerous. It's hard to say, hi, turn in all your guns, the police will take care of you, when you see the police sitting on the sidelines while cities burn, while people are knocked down and kicked to death. Wow. We saw more of us out of work. That's just a general disruption. We feel less secure. We saw criminals return to the street in both sentencing reform and bail reform. So the call that, you know, that honest citizens should unilaterally disarm, that seems real callous. You know, the average listener sits there and goes, I'll tell you what, you take all the guns from the criminals first. When crime drops to zero, I'll feel very comfortable giving up mine. You go first. And when you look at it from that perspective, the world through those eyes, no wonder we saw a 15% decrease in our support of gun control. That was over the last 5 years. But Gallup just polled last month. Of course, as you'd expect, really, it's not of course. Republicans rejected gun control by an additional 14 points. But that was in 2020. That was right through that area of disturbance. Then we saw independent voters who turned their back by an additional 15 points, not in 2020, 2021. Interesting. There's something Republicans picked up on early, independents picked up on it later. Only Democrat voters continued to think that gun control would bring us peace. They actually doubled down. They said, not only by a few percent, but they said, more than ever, we need gun control. And that's while murder rates rose by an average of 30%. And in some Democrat-controlled cities, the murder rate doubled. What I wonder, the poll can't ask, I don't even know how to properly frame the question, are these well-considered thoughts and opinions by Democrat voters? Yes, I think that if you take my neighbor's gun, then the criminal won't have a gun. Do they think their neighbors are criminals? Or is it just they're afraid of guns, all guns should go away? And, wow, what? Or is it just there's violence in the street, the world's scary, make it go away? That's what we don't know. We do know that the world became much more uncertain. You know, politicians told the police, it's all right, it's just a protest, let it burn. And all the rest of us went, you said what? And the reason is, now all of us wondered if the police would stand back and watch as it was our business being damaged, or if it was our family who was being attacked. And that turned out to be not just wild conjecture. Recently, even if you've unplugged from the news, millions of people who live in our Democrat-controlled cities saw that the world is more dangerous. They saw plywood facades on stores replacing Christmas displays.
Right.
Wow.
See, wow. This is, here's the thing. If a voter, here's a problem with living in a republic. Those of us who pay attention, which, you know, you don't have to pay a lot of attention to be an informed voter. You do have to pay some.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, if you're not, then what we get is we get what's happening where, you know, in California, for example, a lot of new gun buyers in California, but they thought it was easier to buy a gun than it was to get a book. They thought that you could get a gun easier than you could some asparagus. They thought you could order a gun on the internet and be dropped at your house with your Amazon shipment.
Right.
And then they found out all of that was incorrect. So then they began to question those that were buying guns, of course. Well, if they were incorrect about this, what about the rest of it? And maybe they're beginning to look at that. But, you know, until everybody out there is out there looking to buy guns, we're going to be fighting an uphill battle with these people that are not engaged. Because they will, and they do it unknowingly, they will listen to what is coming out over the news, and they will say, got to be gospel. They say it on the TV, too, but it must be true.
Well, we've got a minute and a half.
Yeah.
I like what you're saying, and let me throw some fun facts at you that I think. You know, the parody is that gun owners are old white men. They're also young Asian women. So one out of 12 of us is carrying a concealed firearm in public every day. One out of 9 of us, adults only, don't include the kids, have actually used a firearm for self-defense. Only about 2 out of the 9 actually had to press the trigger. The other 7 didn't. Now, 1 out of 3 of us are gun owners. The fun thing about the recent facts we're uncovering about you and I, we're more likely to defend ourselves at home. But that's because that's not the most dangerous place we go. That's simply where more of us are armed. So, please carry for the holidays.
Indeed. Please carry for the holidays. I'm looking at some of this stuff as crime continues to evolve, like the smash and grab thing and some of the other stuff that you see happening. The level of awareness, unfortunately, is having to go up. Like when I'm at a stoplight, and you know what? We'll talk about this in just a second. Tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing from there is picked up at Amaland, where I write the weekly Armed Citizen column, and then I help Bill save his voice.
Thanks. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Fights Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. And where would you like us to go next, sir?
You were talking about the unusual level of violence we've seen, and you mentioned sitting at a traffic light, and then the clock cuts off.
When I'm sitting at a traffic light, I'm looking at who's on foot.
If
a door opens or if anybody is moving about out of a car on the street, forward or back, I'm looking for them. Because that's where I, you know, I know that they do drive-by shootings, but, like, especially right now, there's a couple of spots where I live where people drive as if they get paid a bonus if they can, you know, have the least amount of molecules between them and the next car in front of them. So, you know, when you get into that sort of a situation, there's a lot of things that could happen that could be bad. And this is where the awareness, I think, of a gun carrier comes in, because I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, I got nowhere to go forward. I got nowhere to go backward. Now, if I leave a couple of car gap between me and the person in front of me, somebody would just pull in front of me and do away with that gap. So, I'm constantly watching for that. And because I ride around now in a pickup truck, I wonder how that's going to work out, because you're sitting up pretty high, which means it'd be pretty easy to hit sheet metal anyway. And I'm pretty sure that the truck I drive is not bullet resistant. So it does worry me a little bit. But, I mean, there's so many different ways things can happen nowadays. And violence in the street has evolved.
Yeah.
Like that guy in, where was it? Was it Austin or Houston or wherever? Wherever the guy was where he was just delivering pizza and he was an Air Force guy. And he made a right turn and all of a sudden he's in the middle of an Antifa demonstration.
Right.
And some guy wanted to go, hey, what you got in there? He decides to point his AK-47 inside the vehicle. And unfortunately, the Air Force guy pulls out a handgun and, perforates him a few times and kills him. And listen, if I don't care who you are or what you're doing, if you point a gun at somebody, you have to take in consideration that one of the occupational hazards of doing that is somebody's going to shoot you.
Right.
Period. I mean, there's only so many ways you can take that. And if somebody points a gun at me, I'm not going to get out there and say, maybe he was using it like a laser pointer.
No, those are only university professors that are that dense. You're absolutely right that there are people carrying a gun who are not well immersed in the gun culture. They're on the edge of the gun culture. There's a lot they have to learn. No, recently a gal hit a motorcyclist. He and a buddy follow her. He's not on her property. He's out in the street. He's calling the police saying, I'm reporting a hit and run. You come give her a ticket and we'll work out the insurance. She thinks they're there to beat her up. She comes out with a gun, points the gun at them, and they go, yikes, that's assault. That when you point your gun at people, that's assault.
Mm-hmm.
They shot her and killed her. Because before, until she came out and pointed the gun at them, they were just, look, I need your you give the police your insurance company, he'll give it to me. You don't even have to talk to me. So, wow. That gun can get you into trouble. It can get you out of trouble. It's up to you to know how to use it. It is not a get-out-of-trouble-free card. I wish it were, Bill.
It is also not a tool of intimidation. It's not pulling a gun. If you're going to pull a gun, you're not going to shoot it. Or if you're not prepared to shoot it, you probably shouldn't be carrying it. Because somebody's going to take that from you. And then not only are you going to be in trouble for that, and when I say in trouble, they're probably going to shoot you, then you're also going to open it up to where other people might get shot, simply because you're right. That wishy-washy when it comes to that kind of stuff. And
Words in that, you're absolutely right. It is not a tool of intimidation. Now, and this is where the world's more sophisticated than real simple, always do this. Do you ever want to present your firearm, even though you're not yet ready to press the trigger? Might well be times. Yes. Someone's in my house. I've barricaded in my room. My family's behind me. I've locked the door. You know what? The gun's coming out. There's no reason to have it in the holster. On the other hand, it's not, you know, you better give me that parking plate. If it's not a lethal threat, your gun doesn't belong out.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, yep. There's a lot to learn. There's a lot to learn. I want to jump into some politics.
Yes, please.
In this case, a Wisconsin assemblyman proposed allowing firearms in churches, even though there's a school on somewhere on church property. Oh, wait a minute. We'd have guns in school. keep breathing, Pilgrim. This means that the churches that have a school are treated exactly the same way as churches that don't have a school. And you should have heard all the things that the anti-gun Democrats said in Wisconsin. It'll cause the end of the world because churches could have guns in them. But you mean all the other churches that didn't have a school? But we haven't had problems there. Somehow, the students will be hurt when they're not in school because gun owners were allowed to bring their gun to church on Sunday when schools closed. If somehow that's the end of the world, I don't get it, but we sure have killed a lot of electrons and sacrificed a lot of ink.
Yeah, we have. The proposition that they have, I spoke to one of my ministers one time about this, and he's like, this was prior to something. I don't remember what it was that changed his mind, but his mind has been changed since then. But when I spoke to him, he's like, I hate to think about the idea of it being necessary to carry guns in the church. Well, sorry, okay? You sit there and hate thinking about it while you're doing something about it, okay? There is a big difference between having faith and being totally and completely defenseless. Being out there and being harmless, which is the same thing, by the way, in a gunfight as being worthless, that doesn't give you any sort, that's not a moral victory.
Right.
In order to be one that is keeping the peace and righteous and upright and all this other stuff, you have got to be able to make a choice. And you've got to be able to both destroy and forgive.
Right.
And these guys that get out there and they want to go, listen, the good book is the good book. But I'm pretty sure that I've got the gray matter between my ears for a reason. How about you take a moment and tell everybody how to find you?
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast each week. My blog, 1800 articles, is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing from there is picked up at Ammoland. I get to write the weekly Armed Citizens column.
And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is adding 20,000 guest worker visas to combat the national labor shortage. The Department of Homeland Security making the announcement on Monday. The H-2B visa allows employers to bring foreign workers to the United States temporarily for non-agriculture jobs, including landscaping, hospitality, and other industries. The president's vaccine mandate for larger companies may be blocked by the Supreme Court. Justice Brett Kavanaugh receiving several appeals asking the mandate to be frozen while the issue plays out in the lower courts. This as Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire says COVID is here to stay.
We have lived our entire lives being okay with having a flu season. It's time to change our mindset and start being okay with a flu and COVID season.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump filed a lawsuit against New York State Attorney General Lolita James, accusing her of having a political vendetta and abusing her office by investigating him, his company, and his family. James saying she's exploring whether the Trump Organization manipulated the value of its properties to obtain favorable insurance and loan rates to lower its tax obligations. A pretrial hearing is set for today for the three men convicted in the killing of Ahmaud Arbery. Father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and their neighbor William Bryan Jr. face federal hate crime charges following their convictions last month. The charges include interference with Ahmaud Arbery's rights based on his race and color, attempted kidnapping, and using a firearm in relation to a crime of violence. All three were found guilty of murder and other crimes in the 2020 killing of Arbery and will be sentenced on January 7th. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. We've been discussing a few things that, the American voter, the evolving way of street violence. Where would you like to go now, sir?
I want to go, I must have been channeling my inner Bill Frady because I wrote some words that you just spoke. And it, in my case, it involved guns at school, not at church. So I imagine this teacher, parent in a, you know, one of the school meetings you have to go to. You've been there, I know. And the teacher goes, look, I'm concerned about your students' musical ability. They're not putting in any practice on their instrument. And the parent goes, oh, children shouldn't have to practice their instrument. Wait, you don't understand. Okay, fine. I'm concerned about your child's physical ability and his physical development. He's not putting any effort in PE. And the parent says, well, children shouldn't have to put in any effort in PE. To most of us, that sounds like a somewhere between psychological disassociation and a naive idealist. And we're worried about the kids. Now, that's all theory. I haven't heard that. But I have heard this. I'm concerned about your child's physical safety at school. We want to train school staff so that they could stop a violent attack in school and then treat the injured. Oh, staff and students shouldn't have to worry about violent attacks in school. And I'm sitting there going, we shouldn't have to worry about building fires, but we have sprinklers and fire extinguishers. We do fire drills. We shouldn't have to worry about illness, but we have a school nurse because we don't want people to get sick and be untreated. Shouldn't have to worry about that kid. Get well on your own. That just sounds crazy. We have counselors because if people are in psychological distress, we can help. So, Bill, I'm right there with you. I don't understand that disassociation, that refusal to see the world as it is and cling to the world as they want to be and then feel virtuous as the world turns to poop. That just is dangerous.
It is. And I think what that does, and this is just my opinion on this, when people get out there and they rationalize that way, that's them saying, I don't have to do anything, and that's still okay, and none of this is my fault. The only problem is this. During the whole thing with Rittenhouse, when everybody was talking about Rittenhouse, everybody was saying he shouldn't have been there. Now, in the meantime, nobody was saying these protesters that are actually rioters, they shouldn't be there because they were busing in too. Now, Rittenhouse had family there. He worked there. He lived a lot of the time there. His friend was there. So, I keep going back. Have you ever seen that movie Tears of the Sun with Bruce Willis?
I've seen part of it.
At the end of the movie, they have a quote there, and the quote is, "The only way evil can triumph, and I don't know it but verbatim. The only way for evil to triumph is when good men do nothing."
Exactly.
And this is where we're at now. This is where we're at now. For all these people that are out there, I don't want to get involved. I don't want to do this. Hey, fine. Get out of the way. Get out of my way.
Perfect. Let me tell you a Christmas story, meaning the triumph of the human spirit. And if this conversation feels a little uncomfortable about having armed teachers in school, you're not wrong. But let me tell you what I've seen. I've seen school staff take training to be first responders. It's very intense. They walk up and have to hit a target, and we make it so if they miss, they feel really bad because that shot might hit somebody they don't want injured.
Right.
Well, there's a cost to that. There's a very human cost, and you're a couple days into it, and often there's a teacher. Didn't happen every time, but it's almost the rule rather than the exception. Out of maybe 30 students, one will say, you know, I don't think I'm cut out for this. I might make a mistake and hurt an innocent person, and I'm afraid I'd freeze. I'm afraid I'd make a mistake. This is too hard. And we say, something brilliant. I didn't invent it. I understand. But we're all here. The only reason we talk about having a gun is to stop the threat so that we can get to the medical treatment to save the people that were injured. Stay in the program. Because you having that medical treatment, you can teach others what you learn here. That's the heart of this. And then a couple days later, they've slapped on a tourniquet. They're putting on a chest seal. They're packing a wound. And somebody says, you need help because this guy's starting to, his breathing is getting more and more shallow. And you look around and you're trying to grab people and they go, man, I'd give anything in the world if this wasn't one of my students. And they understand why they're there. They understand I might make a mistake, but if I do nothing, people I love with all my heart might be injured.
Yep.
Which is a beautiful description of the human soul, isn't it?
It is.
God bless that our neighbors are that thoughtful. I can't take any credit for that. It seems like something out of de Tocqueville. Americans look for a bunch of volunteers and solve the problem. And our neighbors, to me, are just head over heels amazing. Let's see. That was aside. Oh, here's something we talked about. Ready to go on?
Sure.
Last week, we talked about a very similar case in Florida. In that case, a guy had some legal entanglements in another state. I think it was a mental health question. And he said, no, I was not involuntarily committed. Yes, but it shows some sort of mental health treatment. Yeah, it's not a mental. I never had involuntary commitment or a 72-hour hold. None of that. And I'm fine now. And the local police, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, said, well, we can't prove you didn't have that hold placed on you, so we're not going to give you a permit. And a judge said, no, No, my friend. That's not how it works. And again, this time in Georgia and at a, I think the appellate level, at a higher level in the state court, the same sort of decision. You know, there was a question about whether this was a misdemeanor, a felony, la-da-da, and they said, we're not sure, you don't get your permit. And the judge said, no, you guys sort it out. You have time to sort it out. You didn't sort it out. Give him his permit. If you later sort it out and you find out that he's ineligible, he's had, you know, 20 years of being a law-abiding citizen, good, you come back, try and take his, you know, go through the legal proceedings. Don't knock on his door at midnight. It's not an urgent issue. But if you don't have proof that he's ineligible, issue the permits. About time.
Yep.
I wonder, I wonder, Bill, is this just good fortune that we're seeing more of these cases like this? Is this the offshoot of increased people applying for permits? Eventually, we have more cases like that. And we'll have to talk about it after the break.
After you tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast each week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com, and my writing is picked up on Amaland, where I get to write the Armed Citizens column.
Indeed. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We are kicking off Christmas week with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. Are you going to do anything special?
I have family coming in. It's going to be wonderful, except I get to do it at home.
Well, hey.
How about you?
Probably December is the best weather. In Louisiana, isn't it?
Well,
no hurricanes.
Right. Right. Yeah. Unlikely to have ice. Yeah, it's good. Now, there are people down in Tampa, Florida who are going, what do you mean? I have to finally put on pants. It's very uncomfortable.
Well, you know what? They're just going to have to learn how to. They're going to have to learn how to live with that one, I'm afraid. But I mean, every time I hear about a weather front coming into the Gulf, I just cringe because I'm thinking about you.
Well, thank you, Bill. But I go get my brother tonight. You know, near midnight. Your kids are going to come visit you.
Well, they're here. I mean, you know, I see them on regular
basis. They're in town, but I mean, the event's at your house or at their house, or
I'll be on the road. I have multiple destinations on Christmas Day. So
good.
I will be going to those multiple destinations.
Well, it's nice that people invite you.
Driving my heavy carbon footprint combustion engine pick-em up truck. I'll be doing it.
Well, and I thank you for keeping me warm in the wintertime.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, National Shooting Sports Federation, they're seeking a preliminary injunction against a new law that was recently enacted in New York. This law is a little crazy, and it's aimed directly to, deliberately intends to contradict federal law. And the federal law it contradicts is the Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, which said, you know, if you sell a legal product and people go and misuse it illegally, that's what they did, not what you did. Well, New York says, no, everyone's guilty for what a criminal does with a gun. So if the gun was stolen from you, you may still be liable.
Mm.
Someone breaks into your home. You defend yourself. Oh, no, you can get liable for intended and unintended acts. Now, one thing I thought was fascinating. Note that this law doesn't apply to the guns that the government bought, that the government lost, or that the government used incorrectly.
It's almost like they're
fascinating.
They're not affected by law. They're not subject to it. It's like
right.
A two-tier system.
We need justice for the victims unless we're the ones that made the mistake.
Right.
Interesting. Yeah. Anyway, All the gun manufacturers are in on that suit, because if they sell a gun in another country and it ends up in New York, New York's going to try and hold them liable for what some thug does. This is a bunch of New York lawyers who said, man, I wonder where we could get some money. What bothers me tremendously, and I'm just started an article. The only reason I did it is because Dean Weingarten, who'd do a better job, hasn't written it yet.
Yeah.
Okay, what does insurance mean, really? Oh, we want to make sure that people who are inadvertently, you can't insure a criminal act, by the way. So you can only criminal unintended bad things that happen, not what you intended to do. You don't have insurance for that. Well, this guy stole your gun and somebody else got hurt, and therefore, because you have insurance, I go, wait a minute. Why don't we ask the criminal to pay for the gun? And if you're going to charge me for that, is the state then going to pay me? A guy breaks into my house. I stop him. I'm doing the state's job in that. Am I going to get paid for that? Do all of us citizens then owe the firearms company when they sell a product that's used correctly and saves millions of people a year? Ooh.
Listen, stop trying to throw logic into this illogical, made-up problem. I see all that stuff people try to do with the PLCAA. And,
right.
I wish somebody would... I wish there was some way to bring suit against them to where, if they're found guilty of it, not only do they have to pay the attorney fees and the fines, but they also have to resign. Because if you're getting out there and you are a chief executive like Gavin Newsom, like he's one that wants to... he wants to bypass the PLCAA. He wants to sue gun makers. And no matter where they're at, if you're going to get out there and do that, and you're saying we're going to break the law, we're going to break the federal law, because federal law is what regulates gun dealers.
Yep.
If you're going to do that, then there's got to be some sort of a equal but opposite reaction for those guys when they mess up.
Right. What do we do when a politician deliberately breaks the law? He goes, I can get all the lawyers I need, and you taxpayers will pay for them. So far, our only course of action is to vote them out of office. But the media is on their side. That's really hard to do. I want to go, speaking about the media, here's a pro tip. If you're in the media, take this career advice. Don't call a Second Amendment organization. Don't leave a disrespectful, mean-spirited message, and then tell on the message where you work. At least don't do that if you want to keep your job at the New York Times.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
See, the Second Amendment organization puts it out on the net. Everybody goes, this nasty woman works for the New York Times? And the answer was, not anymore.
Well, I mean, my question would be, if somebody says, so she works for the New York Times, can you tell about the 6 or 7 times she stated it? Yeah, that's that kind of clueless reaction that you see when somebody gets out there and they believe what they've been spouting. That's the saddest case of delusion, when you get out there and you realize that these people actually believe what they've been spouting all this time. And that's the height of being disconnected.
Isn't it strange with elitism?
Elitism or stupidity, or maybe a combination of both. That would be, Ella stupidity? Yeah, it's Ella stupidity. It's a combination of both whenever they get out there and do that kind of nonsense.
Prudence says, I can make mistakes and I need to be careful. I want to end on some good news. The Ohio Senate passed, finally, a constitutional carry bill. Now, this being Ohio, they'll need a conference committee because that bill is different than the one that passed in the House. Normally, I'd go, oh, darn it, that smells like politics, except there may be an important distinction. Since the Senate bill was crafted later in the year, it includes a civil immunity bill provision with a pretrial hearing. So the plaintiffs have to prove that you did not act in self-defense before you can face a civil suit. And I think that's because of Kyle Rittenhouse and Assistant District Attorney Binger.
Yeah, they're probably. Saying, well, I hope
don't
so.
Do that here.
Yeah. That definitely is the way it should be, but of course, you know, it'll be interesting to look back at Binger in about a year. We ought to do let's look back in time now at Trigger Finger Binger as he steps up, aiming the AR-15 at the jury, as he says, this is a bad thing to do.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I bet Dan can tell us. Ask him if they did a, you know, a chamber check of that firearm.
We'll have to find out. Anyway, thank you very much for joining me, sir. And if I don't speak to you again prior, Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Same to you. Say hi to Dan.
I'll do my best. Coming up next is going to be Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com as we take a look at what is the latest in the gun culture. This is Lock and Load. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.